Welcome to Interstellar Frequency. This is your host, Chris. This is a recording on the fly. Hello to all of you. I know it's been a minute, a good minute, and quite a while. Got over the whole walking pneumonia thing and everything's good there, and then now the wife's got it. And it's like, oh man. So she's dealing with that, and then the kiddos are starting to get a little sick too. We ended up getting pretty sick because of weather changed pretty bad and it was kind of cold in the house. So all in all, things are a lot better. Things are going well. Finally starting to get things squared away, which is quite nice, and it's already getting closer and closer to Christmas. Oh my god, closer and closer to Christmas. But it's really nice that Thanksgiving's right around the corner, you know. And everybody sees Thanksgiving and like, ooh, turkey dinner. I'm sitting there thinking tri-tip. I don't know. I like tri-tip. Right now, as I speak, at this very moment, I'm recording on the fly. Kind of have to at the present time. So I can't do this lovely studio production that I normally do. That's okay. It's recording on the fly. Crazy thing is how life circles back around, and next thing you know, you're like back 14 something years ago, I ended up turning around and learning how to truck drive for a company that no longer exists anymore. But the company that I was working for, a buddy of mine had a Peterbilt semi, and I went with him for like 4 or 5 months and really learned how to drive pretty damn good. So I really owe a lot of my truck driving experience to him, because now all these years later, I've done all kinds of different types of truck driving. I mean, flatbedding, doubles, I've done reefer trailers, I've done liftgate trailers, I've done pneumatic, bulk pneumatic, both semi and doubles, with a blower motor that blows the product into a so-called silo. It's been one hell of a experience out of all these years, many different companies, many different things. Learned quite a bit of a lot being a truck driver. And then now, you know, trying to make it work as possibly an owner-operator. You know, this is a first step, really. And I had done something similar to that long ago, but that was during the economy crash of 2008, and that was really, really a tough time. There was a company back in the day in 2008, it was really kind of sad for these guys. Feel bad for them. You know, the name of the company was Aero Trucking or something like that, and they were a very, very, very big corporation. A lot of trucks, and all those drivers were stranded everywhere, and it was really sad that a lot of them were trying to make ends meet, trying to survive and trying to get back home, and all these semis and trailers were just left everywhere all over the highway across the country, because the company bellied up overnight. And it was like, oh my God. And, you know, it's just sad how that happens. And things happen. You know, I guess it was a bad decision or something that happened. And it just, that's how it went. And it was like, man, what a bummer. But the cool thing was the company I was working for at the time said, hey, if you guys see anybody, please mark it down. Give them, you know, go ahead and give them diesel fuel. Give them some money. Give them some food. You know, just let us know what you do so we can help you out. And it was really cool that it was like a brotherhood had come together for the trucking industry, because so many people, so many owner operators and so many other companies out there really did what they could to get these drivers back home to their families that were stranded because the company didn't have fuel, and there were parked trucks all over the highway and truck stops. They had to tow them and everything. It was really, really quite sad. You know, it was a collapse of the company, and I guess that's what happens. But man, what a way to go. Like they couldn't turn around and tell them, hey, you know what, this is what you got, this is how much money you got left, this is what the fuel cards will allow, get you guys fuel now and get somewhere safe. And they didn't even do that to these guys. It was just like everything was fine, and then all of a sudden everybody was stranded. It was really, really something. And that was something I thought was really, really cool. I mean, yeah, a lot of truck drivers have different types of opinions about each other and everything like that, but we all do have a kind of a same similarity, and we all have an understanding that we're out here driving across the country trying to help keep the country moving. Even though that nobody ever really thinks about it, that everything that's inside the store, everything that you buy, no matter what it is that you buy anywhere, it is delivered by a semi. That is really something that's unique, really, if you think about it. You know, no matter what you do, no matter what you get anywhere at any store at any point in time, one way or another, it was delivered by a semi. It may not have been delivered by a semi, you know, if you're living in downtown New York or downtown San Francisco. It may have not came on a semi to the location where it was at, where you're at in the downtown areas. It might have been delivered on a small box truck. On the other hand, it was most definitely delivered to a semi, from a semi to the warehouse, from the warehouse to the location on a smaller truck. But still, it was transported goods by a semi. And so, thank God for the truck drivers with these open highways that keep this country moving. Because these semis stop moving, it stops this country. Right now, California is going through this crap with this whole clean air crap and saying that, oh yeah, we need to get electric semis and excuse me, we need to get these electric semis and we're going to turn around and have zero emissions and da 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 da. Now, I agree that that's a great plan. I like the idea, but there's a problem. California suffers a serious problem with the infrastructure with electricity. And if we're having problems of rolling blackouts because everybody's turning on their AC, how the hell are we going to charge hundreds of thousands of semi-trucks in California to keep the trucks moving? And we're only going to be able to go so far for like 300 miles and stop the truck and have to charge it again. And I mean, okay, that's going to be very, really bizarre, okay? So let me just break this down for you real quick. So nationally across the country, the way the semis work is 14 hours of drive time. Nah, correction. 14 hours of on-duty time whenever you start your shift. So that could be something like you start your shift and then all of a sudden you have 14 hours to complete your day whenever that first time you start your clock. After that, you have your 11-hour drive time. So you have 11 hours within the 14-hour window to drive from point A to point B. Not just that, you have your 8-hour clock where within 8 hours you have to take a 30-minute break so that way you can finish your day. Because I guess truck drivers don't know how to have lunch and plan lunch, so they complain about it. So now they have to have a 30-minute break sometime during the day. I don't know, that's bizarre to me, but whatever, that's what they implemented in the FMCSA rule book. Now, after that, you have a 70-hour work week of your hours throughout the week that you're allowed to work. And every day you chip away your hours of your 70-hour clock, and once you reach down to zero, if you're not running your recap, you now have to do a 34-hour reset where you park the truck and sit for 34 hours to get all your hours back to start a whole new work week. So it kind of rolls a revolving door similar to the wheels rolling down the highway. So the animal of the truck driving, there is no specific time of, oh, this is what time you start, this is what time you end. It doesn't work that way in the real trucking world. It works off of your clocks, and those are the clocks that you have to maintain at all times and make sure that you're not in violation, because you're in violation, that's a problem. Now, that being said, you got to give these truck drivers a lot of respect for what they do. Some of them are just complete crazy that don't have any respect for others. And then there's others out there that are like me that, you know, are very, very cautious and have a family you want to go home to every day. So therefore, we drive very, very defensive. So that way, no accidents or anything happens. Now, all I'm saying is going to be pretty freaking crazy when California does these electrical logs and everything like that. Or electrical logs, electrical batteries, and we have to sit here and try to charge the trucks. I disagree with California altogether, because the diesel motor is the only thing that's powerful enough lately to do the loads, but I can understand for the short hops within local distancing of a certain amount of radius, yeah, those trucks should be required to be on battery operated. But especially like the hubs for UPS or something like that, or FedEx, or those big corporations that are going within 150 air miles or something like that. Yeah, they need to be on electrical system. But the other guys that are going across country, there needs to be a change in that whole rule system. I'm just saying, that's just my personal opinion. And all, you can agree or disagree, however it may be. But this is all I got right now for you guys. I appreciate you. I'm sorry it's been a long time, but life just happens and you gotta go with the flow. And the cool thing is, the guy that taught me how to drive a truck, I'm literally learning again all over. In the same similar truck, and just hope all works well. Thank you all. I appreciate it. I will bring more content. It's just been a really strange ride that I've been going through. Seems like every year right around this time it starts to get a little bumpy. Yes, maybe it's the holidays or something like that. Maybe. I'm not sure. But until next time, this is Chris with Interstellar Frequency. Thank you.
This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission.